Magnier turns back towards the halfway line and steers it into the path of Jackson. Jackson cleared for Gray. Now Magnier. Magnier turns it over to space. He's done well. And he spreads it across the near side for Oyunuga. Carroll goes on the overlap. Oyunuga comes back on his right foot, swings a bud ball into the box. Oh. Flicked on. Was that a handball there?
Certainly. Give it.
It's a penalty.
Penalty.
Well, it looked like a handball. Went up in the area and the referees pointed to the spot and it's a penalty. And Oyunuga races across. He wants the penalty. I'm not sure who will be on the penalties in the absence of Billy Painter, but Oyunuga looks confident.
Oh, fancies it, mate, that's for sure.
Well, having scored the winner last week, Oyunuga has got a chance to put the ball into the same net as he did last week in the first half. But I'm not sure who it was who handled it, but it did look like a handball, Brian. It did look like it struck an arm in there.
Yeah, like it's one of them. I don't know whether it was accidental or what. Like, it wasn't clear-cut, but obviously they've got a better view than us. And
here's Oyunuga now. He steps up.
Yes.
And he scores. He puts it straight down the middle. Granger dived almost out of the way of it. And Kudus Oyunuga scores for the second game running, this time from the penalty spot and possibly against the run of play. Bulls have an equaliser, Brian.
Without a doubt, you're right what you're saying, Mark. It is a good against the run of play. But what led to that was a great ball in from this wide area. You know, put it into the danger area. They didn't deal with it. So, come on, let's start playing now because we haven't really been at the races for the last... You know, for the first 20 minutes, we've never had a kick, really, so it's a lift we needed at the right time.
Is there a moment of quality in this game in the final 20 minutes here for one of these sides to earn all 3 points? Carson will take the free kick just to the left of his 18-yard area. Driven forward by the goalkeeper, up towards Fennec and Mandron. Fennec with a great win in the air there. Mandron's got beyond his man there on the left-hand side. He's a little bit wide. He's looking for some support in the middle. He's having to hang on to it for a moment. He's done well.
Done
feeds
very
it
well.
Back to Jake Gray on the edge of the box. Jake Gray turns and shoots!
Yes!
It's back and in! And Jake Gray scores! 20 minutes exactly left on the clock! And the youngster for Crystal Palace drills balls into a 2-1 lead! It took a nick on the defender, but the crowd inside Victoria Park don't care a jot! Pulls in the lead!
Brilliant, Mark. To be fair, Manron's done absolutely superb. He's chasing at the corners. He's got all of it, and he's set him up on the edge of the box. Might have got a little nick on the way in, but it's what we said before the game. He's got a goal in him, and he's proved it today.
There'll be some nervous times between now and the final whistle, in a sense, because there will be a decent amount of injury time for that injury to Michael Duckworth. Aimed forward then. Jackson challenging, but Simpson won the header. Featherston did well in the air the second time round. It falls for Naismith. Naismith gets by his man. Looks on the outside. Then he's got Gray through the middle. What a ball that is. Jake Gray through. Chance for a second.
Yeah!
Oh, what a finish that is! He drilled it with such confidence into the far corner of the net. Granger had no chance to keep it out.
Brilliant.
Naismith with a wonderful through ball. Gray with a superb finish.
Naismith, absolute quality, mate. I was just about to say before he played that, he's come more into the game in the second half. And I tell you what a pass that is, by the way. Brilliant.
Look at the reaction from Carl Magnier there. Passion written all over his face.
Brilliant.
Real moment of quality there from Pools. Now they've got this game at their fingertips.